A lot of lives were forever changed on Sunday, May 6, 2012. At 12:38 on that sunny afternoon, a young 17-year-old, valedictorian of his class and leader in his church's youth group, hit and killed a husband, father, grandfather, brother, son, best friend, doctor, and the love of my life. This kid, traveling at a minimum speed of 78 miles per hour, 28 miles per hour over the speed limit, was in a lengthy text exchange with a friend when he slammed into the back of my husband, who was out for a routine bike ride, one of his favorite pastimes. The vehicle remained at a constant speed throughout the entire event. The brakes were never applied during the impact. My husband never knew what hit him. The boy, although there was a clear line of vision for nearly half a mile, but because he was so grossly distracted, did not know what he had hit. Because of a text message that could not wait, he did not react to the impact for 182 feet. Because he neglected to put his phone down, he could not accurately recount the events for his first responders when they arrived on the scene. Because replying was more important than the road, my husband, Gary Holderness, is gone forever. Because he never thought it could happen to him, a 17-year-old, just a kid really, will never, ever be the same. Since that fatal day, I have often thought, how many times have I felt the urgency to send or to respond to a phone call or a text message? How often have I passed a road sign or other landmarks while traveling and not even been aware because of my own gross negligence? We are all guilty. In a study conducted by the University of Utah in 2006, research concluded that driving while using the phone in any way is a distraction comparable to driving while intoxicated. Results prove that drivers on cell phones were as distracted, if not more than, a driver who had been drinking. Also proven was that reaction time was slower and more accidents occurred when cell phones were involved. My charge to you tonight is to make the roadways safe for everyone. Commit to putting the cell phone down while driving. To honor my husband and all those who were hit and or killed while cycling, bravely gear up and ride. And remember, it takes all of us being responsible and being aware to share the road and to keep it safe. And remember, it starts here with us. It starts tonight.